Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Work sucks. They don't. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
2-2 now, the count on O'Hearn. Here's the next pitch. He swings at that one, lifts a high fly ball that's hit well out into right field, and that one is gone. And swings at this one and lifts a high fly ball that's carrying deep out into center field, and that one is gone. Ryan Mountcastle with a two-run homer.
You know, I think that he really turned the corner in Atlanta for me. That was where you noticed the big difference of what just the presence on the mound was different. The overall package of poise and you could tell he was moving on to the next pitch, didn't let bad things get to him.
Pretty fun to have production like that. Him and I were joking all night about, we're the best nine-hole duo in the league right now. But the most important thing is we got the win.
I don't know about a turning point, but it's just kind of going back to capitalizing on what I did last year and trying to continue that.
D. Kramer, last night's winning pitcher for the Orioles, his third straight victory, fifth overall here in 2023. Talking about turning points. Well, you heard the manager, Brandon Hyde, say, well, the Atlanta game was the turning point. And maybe he was saying, and trying to read between the lines, that if he would have been rocked in Atlanta, Cole Irvin would have been called up 2 weeks ago, who got the recall yesterday. And Dean Kramer would be down in Norfolk trying to straighten himself out. And then Kramer last night, as you just heard after the game, I don't know if it's necessarily a turning point, but been basically pitching more aggressively, got the inherited runner tacked onto the box score as Baker gave up the hit. But he was an out away from getting through the sixth, and then a couple singles. Then, as we said, another base hit brought in a run. But, I would think that Dean Kramer, feeling pretty good about himself, maybe not satisfied with everything that's happening, but no walks after the leadoff home run from Moniak, kept the ball in the park, and that's been one of his main problems. He's been serving up a lot of souvenirs here in 2023, but all of a sudden we're looking at Dean Kramer 5-1, ERA sub 5, which it's been for a couple of starts here, and now you're feeling a little more comfortable with him if you're an Orioles fan, if you're Brandon Hyde, and if you're Dean Kramer taking the hill every fifth day. Orioles benefiting from the home runs as well. Ryan O'Hearn goes yard. Ryan Mountcastle pinch hitting for O'Hearn. He gets two knocks, including that bomb to center field, helping the offense. Jorge Mateo's had a dreadful May. He had two ribbies. Bullpen outside of Baker allowing an inherited runner to score. They got out of it unscathed. How about C&L Perez? Been scuffling so far this year, too strong with a couple of Ks, and then Junior Cano, eight pitches. This guy's like pitching wiffle ball right now. Let's enjoy it while it lasts. Sooner or later, I'm not saying anything, Norm, because I'm about to jinx him. He's pitching great, and let's ride this wave for as long as it lasts. But the Orioles last night beat the Angels 7-3. And their little mini two-game losing skid, if you want to call it that, as they pick up the W in front of, 13,000 at Camden Yards. Well, hey, look, the weather wasn't all that great. I'm not making excuses for why the crowd was tepid. But we've seen some pretty strong attendance. We go to Pickles, of course, to do the pregame show. Me, Mike Bordick, me, Jim Hunter, me, Ryan Ripken, Nolan, Joe LaCroix, Chuck Sapienza, among others, involved in said production there on site. And we've been seeing a lot of bodies down at Pickles Pub, kind of reminding us of when we were there back in 2012, 2013, 2014, when it was me and Jim Duquette and Slack and Glenn Eunice was part of the equation, Jen Royal. I mean, it was mobbed every night because the Orioles were good and people were excited about the potential. And we were talking about it last night with Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. 27-15 now after the win. They were 93-69 in the Bucs 62 that Rutschman's played. I mean, that's a playoff team. And I think they're for real. I've never doubted their ability to contend. But being 58 years old now, Baltimore native, and not seeing a World Series since I was 18 years old. Nolan, get in here for a second. Let me explain something to you. I'm going to go old man on you. By the way, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. What's happening? Woman Crush Wednesday. Vinny's out at one winning drive, taking an attendance report. I know there were a lot of Ravens at the Oriole game last night, which we'll get into. Mike McDonald's going to speak with the media. It's football school. Get your paste. Get your binder. Bring your pencils. David Lee Ross said, I got my pencil. An odd for teacher way back when. But in 1983, when the Orioles last went to and won the World Series against the Phillies, the draft was still a thing. Not the Major League draft or the NFL draft, the military draft. And on my 18th birthday, there was a post office down on Gulf Street between Register and Broadway. Well, I grew up over that neighborhood. Well, I lived on Baltimore, so I walked down. I registered for the draft on my 18th birthday. And that cell phones, nobody knew what they were. In television was like the video game in Atari for your home theater. 1983 in Baltimore, East Baltimore, or Upper Fells Point, whatever the hell they call it now, cable wasn't even provided. You had no cable. I think there was like Super TV or something. Ronald Reagan was in his first term as president. The Baltimore Colts still existed. Len Bias just completed his freshman season at the University of Maryland. Boomer Esiason was the starting quarterback for the University of Maryland. You're getting the point. That's how long it's been since the Orioles have been in a World Series. I was a teenager. I'm 7 years away from getting Social Security. And other than 96, you were, not even born yet, right?
Well, an infant.
Yeah, 96, 97, Orioles got to the ALCS. Underdogs against the Yankees.
I remember it well. Watched every game.
Hey, some people got that IQ. The Jeffrey Mayer game kind of changed the tone of that series. But anyway, 97, they were big favorites against Cleveland, whatever. And then 2014, they got swept by the Royals. That's as close as youngsters like yourself got. Now, people like me, I want to see it again soon. And getting in a roundabout way back to my point, as they continue to stack wins, the Orioles, and as they continue to solidify themselves as contenders, expectations change. Now, Nolan, if they get to the play, like 2012, they made it to the playoffs, won the wild card game, took the Yankees 5. And in the end, we were kind of, I guess, all right, this is cool. We're going to build off of this. It sucks we lost. And Matt Klaus Ball probably hit the foul pole. Maybe they got hosed when they replay. But it's like, yeah, it's all right. Now, if they get to the playoffs and they're kind of what Toronto was last year, disappear quickly in two, my expectations, if they keep winning and getting into the 95 and start competing for the AL East, you know, I'm going to want more than just getting to the playoffs, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right. You ideally, this would be your stepping stone kind of year like 2012. Now, it's a little different than 2012 because you remember 2011, okay, they came on strong at the end of the year. Buck Showalter in the mix. They had the exciting finish, knocked the Red Sox out. But it wasn't quite like 2022, the lead-in year. They a winning record, first winning record in forever. Didn't make the playoffs, but it's a little bit different. I still view this as the stepping stone year. Make the playoffs. Have a good showing. If you are a wild card team, say they host the wild card series. They're the top wild card team. So all three games in Baltimore.
Right.
Got to have a good showing then. It's your home stadium.
All right. I'm hearing you. That being said, however, if the Orioles are contending in July, coming up on the trade deadline, which I think they will be, are you adding talent to go all in? I mean, there's a plethora of prospects down on the farm that I mean, Westberg's killing it. Kowser's killing it. Jackson Holliday was a single away from the cycle last night. D.L. Hall's probably going to be here soon. I mean, they have some piece. We're going to have Heston Kerstad on the show on Friday. There's a ton to do. Joey Ortiz is up. They've got tradable pieces if you look to do that sort of thing. Because not all of them are going to turn out to be all-stars at the major league level. We know that. But if you're Mike Elias, Orioles are three games behind the Rays. Right now they sit four and a half back. And you're in a position of strength where all you need to do is just handle your business 500-y, if not more, to make the postseason. I'm thinking they're adding, not just rolling with the flow. I think they add pieces.
I think you have to, and for two reasons. One, obviously, to bolster the team, compete for the playoffs. But two, you got a surplus right now, and you just talked about it. All of these prospects that would be tradable, they all can't play. We're already seeing it, the logjam, so to speak. I mean, even pitching, Cole Irvin, you'd like to get him back in the mix, but right now there's no clear spot for him to get back in the rotation. Mm-hmm. John Means is going to come back at some point. He prospectively slots into the starting rotation. It's twofold. You got to do it to get better. You got to do it just because these guys can't sit around at AAA forever.
Right. And I guess to finalize my point in a long-winded way again, you know, my expectations for the Orioles have changed. It's not like, I mean, they have the second best record in baseball right now.
And we were high coming into the year. Yeah. Not this high, but we were
I said 88.
High. We said playoffs.
I know Ray said 90 plus. And I'd be happy to pay off that debt with the bet I made with him. But now it's, they're for real. Bordy said it. Look, the book is out on them. There's a 162-game stretch where Adley's been here. Gunner's now here. You still have the Mullins and the Santanders and Hayes's, and you know Mountcastle did his thing. I mean, you're getting an idea of the bullpen's legit. You get an idea of what they are. They're for real. And now it's time to, you know, maybe take it up a notch this season. What do you think? 410-583-1057 is the number. Orioles win last night 7-3. Is getting to the playoffs going to be, air quotes, good enough for you? Or do you want more? Are you expecting more? Are your expectations greater for this team as the wins start to mount? Got the football school. Vinny's out at one winning drive watching some football school. Got a lot going on out there. We'll hear from him a couple of times throughout the course of the program, so stay tuned for that. Do we know if Lamar's there? Is Lamar there?
I've been furiously checking. I have no idea. I can't. I think we would know. I think we would hear it.
Yeah, I'm assuming there ought to be a picture or a tweet or a text or something. But anyway, no Lamar, I guess. Next week's when it might be a little more real in regards to criticism towards his attendance and everybody else's attendance. I mean, it's not just about Lamar. Where's Andrews? Where's Dobbins? Where's Edwards? We'll get into that next week. But if you want to get in, you can. We got plenty to get to. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. We'll address it all when we come back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Back here on the Fan.
One day trades.
3 cents a share. That's $3.
You cheap.
And one plays scratch offs.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose.
If they still work here, you can bet they're in the Bend. Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. NBA draft lottery was last night. Spurs get the first pick. Sean Devaney, heavy.com. Talk about that coming up 11:15. Victor Webwayama is going to be the number one pick. Wizards get that eighth pick. They're always in that 8 to 12 kind of range and whatever. It's what happens when you're either mediocre, not really good, not really bad. You're just kind of them. And they haven't won 50 games in a season. It's 1979. By the way, a year the Orioles went to the World Series, too, since we're talking about that. But we'll talk about the draft, and we also talk about last night's Western Conference Final, the opener as, look, I don't know how much you follow the NBA, everybody, but, you know, if you're just a casual observer, Nikola Jokic, check him out. Dad bod kind of guy. He's not ripped. Doesn't look like Karl Malone, for instance. But, man, he's a beast. 34, 21, and 14. That's a triple-double of the highest variety. Game got a little interesting in the second half, but we'll talk to Sean about that later on in the program. He got my long-lost cousin, Devin Haney, against Vasily Lomachenko Saturday. You want to get into that for the Undisputed Lightweight Championship. And then the Preakness is coming up on Saturday. Only an 8-horse field. Is that something, the 2 weeks between the Derby and the Preakness, that needs to be revisited here, as trainers seem to be reluctant to put their horses back on the track 2 weeks after a high-stakes race. And so much more going on. We got the American League East update coming your way. Vinny's going to be joining us live from One Winning Drive multiple times as football school is in session for this Wednesday. But let's get out to the phones. Go to Bel Air. It is Chris. Chris, what's happening?
Hey, Bob Haney, Chris from Bel Air, formerly of Glen Burnie, Andover High School, class of 78.
Oh, there you go.
So anyway, you mentioned the Orioles, what they should do at the trade deadline. It all depends who's available. The reason I say that is because the Orioles really have a good team. What do they really need, Bob, besides maybe another starting pitcher?
I would settle into the starting pitcher realm to see if someone rises to the occasion and becomes kind of your ace, by whatever definition that is nowadays. But also maybe add another bat, because we've seen the Orioles be rather inconsistent here as of late offensively. Now, who these players are, Chris, no idea. But I would think you'll kick every rock you possibly can, if you're Mike Elias, to bring in someone that can help your team. Because right now, Jorge Mateo had the two ribbies last night. I'm not saying you're expendable, you're Jorge Mateo, but, you know, these, you know, 4-for-40 stretches aren't going to be, advantageous to you offensively. They've been shut out 3 times in the last 2 weeks. And, you know, maybe that's something to look forward to or look at moving forward here.
And how about the second baseman? I mean, he's okay, but I'd rather put one of the younger guys in there. What do you think?
Well, you got Arias going to come back, and he'll play second and third for you. And he's a guy that brings a pop from the right-handed side, gold glove defense at third base. I don't mind Frazier. I mean, he's got 6-7 stolen bases. He's shown a little more pop than he did last year with the Seattle Mariners. So second base to me, Chris, and this is just my opinion, isn't really kind of the spot I'm worried about right now.
I got you. And switching subjects, you just mentioned the Preakness and why they only have 8 horses. I really think they got to increase the purse to entice these owners and trainers.
Sounds more, and thanks, Carl, for the Chris. Thanks for the call, Chris. I'm trying to like stare at my computer and talk at the same time, which obviously isn't working well. I think it sounds like, and we'll talk to Childs Walker later in the week, because he got the Black Eyed Susan on Friday. It sounds like they're just like, nah, what's the point? It's 2 weeks out. Like Forte would have run, but because of the Kentucky mandate in regards to the weeks off that he needs to get back on the track, he's in Maryland is abiding by that. He's not going to run. It sounds more like they're not running because they don't want to risk the long-term health of the horse and what's really in it for them to do so at this time. But, you know, what do I know? Let's get back to the phone. Sportsnet 583-1057 is the number. It is Tom in Baltimore. Tom, what's happening?
Not much. What's happening this morning? Thank you for taking my call, sir.
I appreciate the time, and I'm no longer staring at the computer. I'm listening to you right now.
All right. Talk a little bit about the Orioles, you know. I'm like you, second base is not a concern that I have with this team. My biggest concern with this team is, let me tell you, I watch them every day, is the pitching. But I think as the season goes, the pitching is going to get better. We're going to get John Means back. I think we're going to be right where we want to be. When Michael Elias took over this team, I said in 2024, the Orioles will go to the World Series. I stick by that, and thank you for taking my call, sir.
All right, thank you, Tom. 2024? They're in the World Series? Well, I might see it sooner than that. Again, you know, for me, time is of the essence. For younger listeners, I'm sure you have a little bit more time to be patient with them. But, yeah, the starting pitching has been somewhat of a concern. But if you look back the last couple of weeks, the starters' earned run average has been one of the best in baseball. And heading into the series against the Angels, the bullpen had the second lowest earned run average in Major League Baseball. I think the offense has been kind of tepid. I mean, they've been shut out 3 times. I was there Sunday when Keller took their bats and did bad things to them. Runners in scoring position's been an issue for them. So I would think more, who's going to be the offense? Is Gunner going to get it together? And we're starting to see him make contact on a more consistent basis. Santander's had a fine May. Mountcastle started May well. Then he sucked for like a week and a half. And then he hit the two-run bomb last night. He was 2 for 2. I mean, who's going to be that guy? I mean, Adley went 5 for 5 on opening day, and since then he's been kind of, eh. Gets his big hits. Walk-off home runs are good things. Great defense. But where's the guy that's going to really step up and kind of carry this team the way guys like Eddie Murray used to, for instance? Let's get back to the phones. Go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah. Good to see you Friday. I knew you were a little busy. We didn't get the chat. But,
yeah, we were buried in there with all those people down there waiting for that series.
Yeah, man. It was packed up, man. You know, I made sure you had your cold ones.
Now, are you coming down tonight? Because it's our last night at Pickles for probably a week or so.
Is that last night?
Yeah. I mean, because tomorrow's a day game.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, man. I'm going to try to make this.
I mean, we'll be down there again, man. But for this week at least, it's a... Sign
yeah, on. I like to make it down on Fridays, though. You know, I ain't got to worry about.
Yeah,
really
they're in Toronto Friday. Yep.
Get hammered. But you mentioned something earlier about the trade deadline. I definitely agree, man. We can get a starting pitcher, and also when I called the morning show, I said starting pitcher and also a hitter. You know, and they was like, no, we shouldn't get a hitter. We got those in the prospect, you know, in minors we can call up a lot of prospects, but I think we definitely need a consistent hitter.
Yeah, I mean, and look, Kowser's been raking. Westberg's been raking down on the farm. Jackson Holliday, as we said, had 6 ribbies last night. He's not coming up anytime soon, but he's fast-tracking himself. They're prospects until they prove to be real.
Right, right.
And we'll see. And if there's an available bat that could help them get over the top at whatever position it might be. I'm sure Mike Elias will explore all of those options.
I hope he would. And also with Frazier, I mean, I like Frazier, but don't you think, you know, we should call it Westberg? You know, he can give us, you know, a little bit more offense.
Yeah, and he can play second base. I mean, he's been a shortstop, middle infielder by trade. He's really crushing it. I mean, he was the minor league player of the year last year, Adam Westberg. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Or Adam Westberg. Adam Frazier.
Right. Now, if they call him up like Jordan in September, it don't count against
them. Well, right now, he's not on the 40-man roster. So they would have to get rid of someone to even bring him up to the major leagues right now. And maybe that's why he's still kind of, I don't say he's in limbo, but maybe his clock isn't ticking as fast as, say, Joey Ortiz's is right now.
Yeah, and what's up with Ortiz? Like, why they keep, you know, playing him, then they sent him back down, didn't they? Or is he, you know?
He came up, he's here, right? He came up on Sunday, he played.
Right. But remember that first time he came up, though, he had a couple of that series, he had a couple hits and everything. You know, he was decent.
Well, you know, sometimes the Norfolk Shuttle's your friend, it's your foe, especially if you're that guy. You know what I mean? But look, they're 27-15. They're for real. They're, 25 games or whatever it is, over 500 since Rutschman got called up. They're a legitimate team in the American League. They don't have to stare at the dugout looking for signs from their managers or whatever the hell that was the other night. All right, Rashawn.
All right, Bob. Have a good
one. All right, later. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. If you're on the phones, hang tight. We'll take your phone calls when we come back. We got football school. What are we learning out of one winning drive today? We do know that Mike McDonald, Ravens defensive coordinator, is meeting with the media later. And Adape Owe and David Ajabo, among others, also going to speak. So we'll get all that rolling. Get it out of the way, Nolan, unless something has happened in the last 5 minutes since we last spoke. Lamar's not there, right?
Haven't seen it. Roquan Smith is there. He's at the Orioles game last night.
It was Hamilton, Humphrey, Stone, and Roquan.
Yep. So, seeing here Kyle Barber's Twitter, he's updating as the day progresses. Kyle Hamilton's there. Roquan's there. Both participating in drills.
All right. Super terrific. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. If you're on the phones, we'll get you. If you want to get in, now's your chance.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
Save Flowers at football school. First round draft pick of the Ravens out of BC. Getting his work in. All those defensive dudes we talked about. Read the Oriole game last night. They're there. Lamar's not. So get it out of your system. At 410-583-1057 via phone calls or via the Plaza 4 text line. And Nolan McGraw, read them to us as soon as we have time to get it in. Orioles win last night, 7-3 over the Angels. Dean Kramer picks up his third straight win. Ryan O'Hearn, Ryan Mountcastle go yard. Jorge Mateo, a couple of ribbies. So the Orioles actually had three hits with runners in scoring position last night. 3-for-7. They improved to 27-15 on the year. Still 4.5 back because Justin Verlander got treated rudely by the Tampa Bay Rays, which we'll get to. Coming up later in the show with our American League East report, Kyle Bradish on the hill for the Birds, taking on Griffin Canning from the Angels. Battle right-handers down at Camden Yards. Oriole baseball, or Baltimore baseball tonight, rather, at 5:30. Me and Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Live from Pickles, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. 6:35 first pitch. If you're going to the game, it's going to be in the high 60s, maybe low 70s. It's going to be sunny. Stop by and say hi. Vinny's out at One Winning Drive. We'll hear from him coming up at 11 o'clock, but let's get out to the phones. Go to Westminster. It's Pat. Pat, what's happening?
Bob, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Doing all right, man. What's going on with you?
So just in regards to this Orioles talk, it's funny. When I was talking to Nolan before this, I was referencing the Dodgers and had one of those epiphanies of, like, the right answer staring you right in the face. But we're watching the Astros model play out for us right in front of our eyes. And I would argue that we're even in a little bit of a better spot than the Astros were before they started making their turn. The reason I say that is if you go back 11, 12 years when Altuve, Springer, Bregman, you know, Alvarez wasn't even in the pipe yet, but they had their pipe set. If you look at it and what the MLB, you know, top 100 was at the time, we are 2.5 times the number of top 100 prospects in our pipeline right now. With that being said, the year before that, to Nolan's point, was kind of the Astros stepping stone year. I think the benefit that we're seeing to what you're saying, Bob, is over the last 3 weeks, our pitching, starting pitching referring to, has got the third best ERA in the MLB.
Yep.
Right? So the pitching is coming around. Now, with that, the big move that I would like to see, and I kind of agree with what you're saying, for everybody talking about Frazier at second base, I think one thing we're overlooking is Frazier has been very clutch in situations where we need to put bat on ball to just get the ball in play and get a run across home. And a lot of times that's not going to show up as like the sexy stats in the box score. But I think Frazier is doing exactly what we brought Frazier in to do. And I understand what everybody's saying about Westberg, but, you know, kind of to your point with the nuances of being on the 40-man roster, I think that's why we haven't seen Westberg yet. Ortiz is on it. It's why we see him kind of tracking back and forth between here and Norfolk. But as far as free agency this year, in addition to getting a big ace, which I would love to see, I totally agree with you as well, and I'd like to see another bat. Love Gunner. Love Jorge. But to your point, Bob, like, I can't work with a sub-200 batting average as we start getting into the dog days of summer and these games really start to matter. I love that we're taking the stepping stone year this year, but I'm with you. Like, my expectations have changed. You know, like, I am expecting us to compete for the division. I'm not looking at the wild card. We're the second-best team in baseball at the moment. But I think one thing in addition to the statistical aspects of a free agent pickup, I would like to see, and I think Verlander, when the Astros went out and got him, was huge, because I'm looking at this year now like we're going to make a playoffs. I want to get an ace or a big bat that's been there before and done that, because if you look at our roster, one thing that does give me a little reason for pause is none of these guys have been there before. Right. So I would love to have a veteran presence in place it would be great if we could get a big bat, big arm. I'm still standing by Corbin Burnes, Brandon Woodruff. Both of them have a year of control left.
Right.
Corbin Burnes just went through that terrible arbitration with the Brewers this past offseason.
Yeah, they blamed him for not making the playoffs last year.
Yeah, so you heard rumblings about Elias kind of kicking the tires on that. So I think that is absolutely in play, and Elias has kind of got that card in his back pocket just waiting to see what Milwaukee's going to do. And for everybody that's looking at them being at the top of that division, don't forget they were at the top of the division May last year when they traded Hader to San Diego and everybody was scratching their head saying, what the hell are you guys doing? Right? Yeah. So that would be my big want in addition to the statistical side of things is I want somebody that's been there, done that in the playoffs. Not necessarily saying they need to have a ring, but somebody that can kind of corral the troop as we get into these, you know, tight games. When you're really only seeing two or three starters round out the rotation in the playoffs, like, yeah, I would like to have a Verlander type at that point. As much as I love seeing Grayson being allowed to take his lumps up here, I don't see him being that guy yet. You know, we'll see what happens in the next couple months. Tyler Wells, I think, is legit.
Oh, no doubt. Like, he's got lowest whip in baseball right now. Yep.
I was going to say, to your point, Bob, I don't know what an ace is supposed to be nowadays, but go look at Tyler Wells' stat line across the board against anybody else in the AL right now and tell me he's not pitching like an ace.
Yes, he is.
That line will tell you everything you need. But that's what I got, brother. All appreciate right. You guys taking my call. Thank All you so much.
All right, Pat. Good phone call there. Well thought out, looking at bigger picture scenarios. And to his point about Verlander, they also traded for Gerrit Cole, too. Remember, got him from the Pirates. Houston did. I mean, I'm just throwing out a couple of names. And Corbin Burnes just won a Cy Young Award, was it 2 years ago, with the Brewers, who, by the way, are in first place in the NL Central. I mean, do you a Hall kind of guy and maybe a Joey Ortiz kind of guy? You know, I'm just throwing out names. If you're Mike Elias, because if we're thinking about it and he's kicking tires, then obviously he's probably been thinking about him and Sig Meidel, what the fair market value would be, and you have a controllable guy, which means you get a year and a half of him to help you do some interesting things as you've now reached contender status. Nolan, we have time for another call. One more, he says. Let's go to Ellicott City. It's Kevin. Kevin, what's up?
Quick draw. What's good, fellas?
Well, we're hanging in there, dude. How about yourself?
Doing good, man. Down in Crownville, diving elite baseball territory. We been talking about y'all, and you know, the one thing people sometimes forget too is, you know, some of these guys have come up from the minors, and you know, just because you kill it down there, don't mean you're going to kill it up here.
Right.
You know what I mean? And juggling the pieces gets a little dicey, right?
But it's a good dilemma to have. If you're the Orioles, you've stockpiled all of this talent that, you know, not all of them are going to make their way. I mean, we're not even talking about the Kobe Mayos and the Connor Norbys who we had on a couple of weeks ago. Heston Kerstad, who was the second overall pick in the draft.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a ton, especially like position player kind of guys coming up through the pipeline.
And I guess to my carryover point is, like the gentleman just was saying before, you know, maybe a key player here with better presence, but I'm certainly a guy that wants us to empower the in-house, you know, the in-house development, of course.
Right.
I think that could go a long way for us. I guess it's a game of patience. Would you agree there?
Sure. I mean, baseball, maybe of all sports, and thanks, Kevin, I got to hit a break. Maybe the most patient sport of all, waiting for your prospects to develop. NBA, for instance, Wembanyama is supposed to come up and instantly turn the Spurs into contenders in the Western Conference next year. NFL draft, Zay Flowers is going to come in here, and we hope, you know, catch 60 passes for 700 yards and get into the end zone multiple times. I mean, NBA and NFL, it's like instant. First round picks, especially, like instant results are needed. We're seeing more and more rookie quarterbacks get into the fray right out of the gate. NHL, maybe if you're high schooler, especially, maybe it's a longer process, certainly with baseball. But yeah, patience is a virtue. But also on the flip side, with the Orioles, as success builds, sooner or later they're going to have to spend some money. And I'm all in on the sign Adley now train. And we've talked to Ryan Ripken about this, and Ryan Ripken, you know, knows Adley. If I'm Adley, I'm like, well, why am I settling for this? The Cody Carroll just signed a deal, the Michael Harris with Atlanta. It's like, why? I'm not taking that. If you already view me as the building block of your team, if we're going to talk, because Franco signed, and maybe they got some of these dudes on the cheap. Adley is 25. So if he signs an extension, you're going to want it to be for multiple years. You're buying out the arbitration of the Orioles, and he's going to want like $25-30 million a year, maybe. But you're going to have to figure it out. So we talk about building the pipeline, the farm system, which is paying off in a big way, as we've seen. Sooner or later, some of these guys are going to have to get paid. And are you really willing to write that check if you're John Angelos and the Birds? It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Come back, reset for you. Vinny's joining us live for One Winning Drive. Football school's in session. What's happening? We'll find out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
As Hyder would say, the Bobster and the Vin Man.
I like our guys.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Football school happening in One Winning Drive. Ravens out there on the practice field doing their thing. Vinny Serrato is going to be joining us here in a couple of minutes. Talk about what he has seen so far. Mike McDonald is going to meet with the media. We heard last week from Todd Monken, Ravens new OC, Mike McDonald, entering his second year as the Ravens defensive coordinator. There have been some changes to his coaching staff, by the way. And he'll do his thing. Matter of fact, he's speaking with the media right now. Looks like Mike McDonald and David Ajabo looks great. I think he's put in some good weight. Looks fast, and he's ready to roll. So Vinny's going to be happy about that. David Ajabo, remember, second-round draft pick last year out of Michigan, was expected to be maybe a top 15 pick in the 22 draft, and blew out his Achilles in the pro day in Ann Arbor, and the Ravens may have gotten themselves a steal. Got a sack in the end of the regular season, strip sack at that off of Joe Burrow. And, you know, this will be another year removed. So he's basically, what, March of last year? You know, I'm coming up on a year and a half by the time training camp rolls around from the Achilles injury. So I'm expecting great things from him. And Ajabo's going to meet with the media. Adape Owe is going to meet with the media today as well. And that's a guy, Nolan, so we head to the top of the hour. I predicted double-digit sacks for him, and let's just say he fell way short of that total. So Adape Owe entering a pretty important part of his career, his third year. And then next year we're going to be talking about whether or not he's worthy of a fifth-year option, along with Bateman, by the way.
Right, not looking good for him right now, but I guess there's really nowhere to go but up. And if Vinny's right about this pass rush guru that they're raving about.
Yeah, Chuck Smith.
Chuck Smith. And maybe
former stud player himself,
right,
by the way.
Maybe that's the key, not just for him, but for others too. Maybe he gets, Ajabo going as well.
And I'm looking just to pull up the statistics from last year. Oh, he had 3 sacks in 17 games. So he played every game. He had 5 as a rookie. So if you want to start scrutinizing, which I guess we're doing, he's 2 years in the league, and he doesn't have 10 sacks combined yet. Not necessarily what you wanted from him coming out of Penn State, but what was the criticism of him coming out of Penn State his senior year, his last year, with COVID? You didn't have a sack. So you use a first-round pick on a rush end who had no sacks in his last year. I didn't think it was that big of a deal, personally, because he flashed the year before. But now I'm starting to wonder, it's like, where is it?
Well, the problem is that, okay, you can look just at the sacks. He didn't get the sacks. But right. When you watch the games, was he getting close? Was he helping other guys get sacks? No, I mean, he would disappear.
He didn't even know he was on the field.
Exactly. And then his snap count went down throughout the season. And it wasn't exactly a stacked pass rush unit. You had bodies. JPP was in the mix, Justin Houston. But it's not like you had these, you know, elite level guys that were, you know, taking reps from him.
Sure. And like, for instance, you talk about the rush rate or pressure rate. When Judon was in Baltimore, Matthew Judon, now stellar in New England, he'd get his 8-9 sacks a year. But as Wink Martindale would always point out, hey, even Dean Pease, going back to when he was here when Judon first come up, he's like, look, this guy has one of the highest pressure rates in the NFL. So Judon was always around the QB. Now in New England, I guess he faded a little bit last year, or was it the first year there? Those around the quarterbacks are now becoming actual quarterback sacks and gets.
Right, and they asked Judon to do, under Wink Martindale's system, players were always expected to be more versatile than just one role. So Judon wasn't exclusively a pass rusher in his time on the field. Sometimes he'd drop back, sometimes he'd cover the flat. It wasn't always as simple as pin your ears back and get after the QB.
Right. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll talk about that very subject next. Vinny Serrato live from One Winning Drive Football School Week 2 happening at the Ravens Complex next week starting on Monday. It's OTAs, and how many more veterans will be there? Lamar's not there, so if you want to vent, fine. If you're just going to say, okay, who cares, you can do that too. I'm more in the latter. I'd like to see him there next week, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Sean Devaney, Heavy.com, joins us 11:15. Talk about the NBA playoffs. Western Conference Finals took place last night. We'll get into that as Denver beats LA in game one, blowing them out. Then it got interesting in the fourth quarter. San Antonio wins the number one pick in the draft, getting a generational talent, as they say. And Ja Morant apologized for his latest gun flashing on social media. Even Adam Silver was kind of flabbergasted by that. What's going to happen with that situation?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.